Welcome to Band Weblogs Podcast, starring Jenny and
Dave, that was...
I'm just clearing my sinuses.
Yes, and that was Dave Tomo there on the harp.
Monica Gobine.
And do you want to tell everyone what you were attempting to play there?
I was doing a Match of the Day theme tune presented by Gary. Give us a packet of crisps, Lineker.
Okay, excellent, Dave, excellent. I understood, you know, at the beginning I could get the song, but after that it just kind of...
That's because
else.
It's like it's freeform jazz.
Yeah, okay. So the reason we wanted to play that for you, or why Dave spontaneously played that song.
It's been a really good weekend in football, because not only because Portsmouth won away. Portsmouth won
hey,
away.
Puppy.
No, get this, Portsmouth won away. But they won away to a team that were admittedly below them in the table. But we won away. 4-1, the most goals that we have scored away for a record amount of years, I'd imagine.
I would imagine. And Matt Taylor scored two of those four goals.
Little Matt Taylor. And Silva.
Oh, yeah,
the
Silva.
New lad.
We're looking at Silva. We've got our eye on him.
Come on, Perrin. Don't do a Reggie Perrin. Don't disappear. This is looking good now. We weighed it up and we said that when they started playing, we saw some highlights on the TV. And they looked like they had potential, but they weren't scoring. And all of a sudden, let's hope that it's the start of a good trend for Portsmouth.
I hope so, Dave. And we're keeping an eye on Pompey.
And we could kick our way up the table.
I hope so, like Wigan.
I was about to say Wigan as well, like, because Jenny's pet team is Wigan. And when she first came to England 3 years ago, nearly
2 years.
Four.
Well, no,
getting
it was
older.
About 2 years ago.
Was it 2 years?
Yeah, 2.5 years ago.
And Jenny said, oh, we were looking at the lower leagues, laughing, because Portsmouth just got promoted at the time.
Yeah, to the Premiership.
And Jenny said, Wigan, I like that idea. Wigan, I'll pick out Wigan.
They were in the second division, I think, at the time.
I believe they were in the second division. And
Jenny, I just like, to be honest, I love football, but I saw the name Wigan, you know, new to England. And I thought, Wigan? All right, I love that name. It's, you know, different for my ears. Coming from the States.
Yeah, and I remember when we were having a curry with a mate of ours, Big Dave, from Stoke-on-Trent.
Stoke. Uh-oh.
And Jenny was just getting to grasp with the whole English football thing at the time, and she didn't know about, like, local football rivalries apart from Portsmouth and our mates down the road.
Southampton.
I didn't say that. And so, over a curry, Jenny was saying, I've picked out a pet team. Now,
to a Stoke supporter.
And she didn't know. Big Stoke supporter.
Very big.
Very big lad. Big respect to Dave from Stoke, by the way. And she said, Wigan. And he looked at her like that. I thought,
he gave me
Jesus.
The eyes of hell. And he went on to explain why he does not like Wigan.
And since then, Wigan have... It's much too... Sorry, Dave. Dave, sorry,
big
mate.
Dave.
Sorry, Big Dave.
But Wigan have just worked their way so far up the table now.
They
since
went from
Jenny
the second,
did that.
They went from the second division. Then last year they went up to the first division, I believe, or what it's called now. What is
well,
it now?
Yeah, well,
the championship, I think.
We should
now.
Know this, but
we
don't.
But when I came here, it was still the first division. And now they're in the Premiership,
and
they're
only tucked underneath Chelsea, aren't they?
And I'm sitting there, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So go on, Wigan.
Go on, Wigan.
We don't mind you lot. You're all right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun to watch. I've really enjoyed watching them, you know, go up the table in the last couple of years. And also we should bring up the Manchester United game.
Oh.
That just
Who'd
happened.
Who'd want to stand in front of Fergie the hairdryer?
Yeah, Sir Alex Ferguson is Manchester United's manager.
Yeah, when he's in one of the moves, he's Sir Alex.
And you don't want to be around him, I wouldn't imagine, if Manchester United loses games.
Well, you remember, he gave Beckham the boot that time.
Yeah, he did. And but the thing I have to mention is my favorite goalie, but not only goalie, he's my favorite player, is Van der Sar. And I'm going to say, I have known about Van der Sar. I've had my eye on him since he's been with Fulham. I've watched him in Holland. His Holland games, love him. I love Van der Sar. And now he's playing with Manchester United.
I remember the first time that he was on, you saw him, was it in a European game?
Yeah, it must have been, Holland, yeah.
And he zoomed on the goal and he goes, oh my God, he looks like Paul Weller. And ever since then, Van der Sar has been your favourite goalie.
Well, you know, he's good. He's a good goalie. And he does look like
Paul Weller. Weller look alike. Ish. Lots of people won't get that.
Well, but we do, and you know,
we don't care either. It don't matter, does it?
It matters to me.
It matters to me, and it matters to her. But whether it matters to you, it don't matter.
And it upset me because, you know, Manchester United lost 4-1.
Oh, Fergie!
And I just thought immediately, Van der Sar. I'm thinking, oh God, please don't. You know, I just want him to stay playing goal. You know, I want to see him playing. And one other thing that
poor
we've read,
old Van der Sar.
Well, not only poor old Van der Sar, but I've got to say, it must not be, I'm going to blame it on the defense. It's got to be, it's not Van der Sar's fault. It's the defense.
Ah, Binks!
And if,
play football!
If anyone's listening.
Watch my legs!
Has anyone listened to our past shows and heard our competition? Because at one point, we had said there is a player.
But no one entered it, though. So they
no,
did,
they didn't.
They just
but.
Jar Jar Binks.
Who's Jar Jar Binks?
Who's Jar Jar Binks?
But there's a player for Manchester United, and he's in defense, and we think he looks like Jar Jar Binks.
Clue, he's about to be fired.
Yeah, in other words. And we've kind of given it away in a different show. We've said who we're talking about, but we're not going to do it again, I don't think.
We don't like to dirty people on this show.
Yeah, so we're just going to say that, but we think he's going to get, well, we'll see what happens.
Listen, if you can't do the job, you're earning that much money, mate. If you can't do it, you don't deserve the... Get out. Go. You could be still earning enough money and have a nice house if you were playing for Bournemouth, probably.
Yeah, there you go.
And they're a good team.
We might get some emails from Bournemouth supporters now and saying, don't send them here, but...
Don't
do they know who we're talking about?
Jar Jar Binks.
Defense for Man United.
Jar Jar Jinx.
And England. Okay, so...
But that's enough of... What are we going on to?
Yeah.
Are we going on to a band now?
Yeah,
because
yeah,
I think, Jesus,
yeah.
We've gone on for a half hour about football.
Yeah, we've done a lot of football talk already in our show because we try to keep it to about 30 minutes maximum.
And that's just the football.
Yeah, and yeah, we wish. But we love our football and we love our music especially. And this is the Band Weblogs podcast show coming to you from Oxford, England.
On the hill.
On the hill.
With a flag. And a pill.
Okay. And I'm Jenny. This is Dave here.
Hello, I'm Dave here. And I'm on the hill. And we're going to be playing some proper music now.
You're acting a bit foolish tonight. I think it's because it's going to be rock. Rock music night. That's why.
Well, this is it. I've got my rebellious Satan head on tonight. And as you can see, I've put some of my eyeliner. I've borrowed some of Jenny's eyeliner. So
no,
and I've got this wig and things and baggy trousers.
No,
and
he's
I'm
lying.
Get down. How do you know I'm not lying?
Because I'm looking at you and you're not doing any of those things.
Yeah, but you could be lying, saying I'm lying, because you don't want to embarrass me in front of everyone because I'm dressed up like an Iron Maiden queen.
Okay, queen. You're putting people down right there. What do you mean queen?
Well,
I'm a rock person. I like my rock.
Sister, I'm, you know, unisex, bilateral.
No.
Okay.
If you want to go there, you know, take it to another podcast.
Listen,
show.
I think I look smart like this.
You're not looking like anything but yourself with no makeup.
Unless you like what you're saying.
So we're going to move right along from this conversation, Dave, because I want to play some music now. How about you?
I think it's about time for music. We've hooed hard enough now, haven't we?
Yes, we have. And we're going to play a track by American Heartbreak. And they come from San Francisco, California. And I've been corresponding a bit with Michael Butler. He's the bass player of the band. And I love it. It's great music. All about rock and roll. And here we go. We're going to play the track. It's called Somebody. We'll be right back.
like you. Somebody should stay right. Somebody should go out there. Somebody should disappear. Somebody like you. Somebody should stay right here. Somebody should go out there. Somebody should disappear. Somebody like you. Somebody like you. Somebody like you.
Was American Heartbreak, and that made me feel like Beavis and Butthead, even though I can't do the impersonation of them.
Yeah, nice try, Dave. I wasn't sure what you were doing there.
Butt. But that was a wicked tune. I nearly swore then, but I didn't. But I made sure that, yep, big time, love it. I tell what they remark, what they're influenced by, and there's a lot of Wild Hearts in there.
Yeah, and they're influenced by Wild Hearts, Cheap Trick, and AC/DC.
Yeah, I met the Wild Hearts.
Yeah, that's so cool, Dave.
Well, first of all, I accidentally met Ginger, the singer. I was queuing up for an ice cream at a music festival, the Phoenix Festival.
Where's that about?
It's near Shakespearesville.
In England, then.
And the name of the place is Stratford-upon-Avon, but it's just outside of there. And I remember laughing because he had an extra couple of cones in his ice cream, and me and him shared a joke about ice creams and too many cones. And then the next day we did a little interview we was doing an on-site cinema screen every night with Oxford Film and Video Makers, and we'd go around and do what they call in the business Vox Pops, where we interview people and bands, and then they'd edit it and put it up at the end of the night after they'd shown a movie. And anyway, so yeah, I interviewed the Wild Hearts. That's a rambling long way of getting about that.
Dave had to rummage through all his tapes to find it, and I got to watch it moments ago, his interview with them. It was hilarious. Well, actually, it was another... Dave was handling the camera, and there's this other girl in between the two guys interviewing them.
Yeah, that was a really good laugh, that was. They're a good couple of geezers, and hopefully I'll be on a guest list one day.
Well, yeah, but you were shouting out questions to them and everything, and the girl wasn't really doing a very good job interviewing them.
Bless her. But I managed to plug my band even back then.
That's right.
I chucked a demo at them.
And he caught it and looked at it and, you know.
And chucked it in the nearest bin.
No, we didn't see that happen. Yeah, so getting back to the band we just played, American Heartbreak, you can find out more about the band if you log onto their website, AmericanHeartbreak.com. And also, Michael Butler, as I mentioned, the bass player for the band, he has a podcast show, and it's the Rock and Roll Geek Show. And you can find that, rockandrollgeek.podshow.com. And there you have it. And also, you can find his music on the PodSafe Music Network, and you can find that, music.podshow.com.
Yes, so that now brings us on to... Because we couldn't get a jingle together, so that's a jingle, though.
That was a jingle.
A competition time.
Competition time.
I'd like to say hello to Mike Smith.
Hello,
Mike. Or Mikey.
No, I'm sure. He hates that. My brother doesn't like him.
No.
His name's Mike, too.
But he hates his cheek being tweaked as well. But Mike Smith was out of the many that wrote to us, emailed us via the computer. He got the
not that many.
He was the first one to get the question right. Big us up, Jenny. We had sackfuls.
Sackfuls of email.
Sackfuls of junk mail. But Mike Smith was the geezer that got the question. Now the question was, who was the original drummer for The Clash?
That's right.
Mike replied, Terry Chimes, who is also known to his friends as Tory Crimes.
And that's Cockney, isn't it?
Cockney. Bless you, me God, for Dilla Taylor. Now I'm going Irish. What am I going Irish for? What are we doing Cockney and going Irish?
I don't know.
I apologise to the Irish.
And the
Cockneys.
The Cockneys.
Cockneys. Why? Anyway, he won, so now we're going to big him up.
Yes, we're going to big you up, Mike, if you're listening.
You.
And anyone else listening to our show right now, Mike Smith, he is the man.
He's a bloke. He's a cool guy.
Yes, and he has a very, very cool blog. And actually, we have exchanged links on, you know, Band Weblogs has exchanged links with him. His blog is called Take Your Medicine, and the address is takeyourmedicinemp3.blogspot.com. It's a UK-based indie music blog offering a daily digest of music news, reviews of new bands with MP3s, non-commercial and live downloads, album reviews and streams, gig chatter and features. And I've read the blog. I read it on a almost daily basis. It's very informative, you know, latest news and band news, music news. Also, he gets some snippets from one of my favorite blogs, and that's No Rock and Roll Fun. I love that blog. Really excited to see that listed on Take Your Medicine. But many others. He gets, you know, if you want to keep up on your latest music, indie news, go to Take Your Medicine. Again, takeyourmedicinemp3.blogspot.com.
See, that's what I like about Mike. He's a really informative sort of bloke.
You got that right, Dave.
You could bump into him in the street and he'll tell you something you don't know.
I bet he would. And actually, maybe he'll know the answer to this next question for competition time.
Now, Mike, if you can answer this one and get there before everyone else.
Yeah, anyone can enter this competition, by the way. info@bandweblogs.com.
Yeah, a really good place to go and have a look at things.
That's right, lots of great blogs and music.
Which brings us nicely round to the new competition for this week.
And I must say, again, the winner would get as a promo spot here on Band Weblogs podcast show. We'll talk about your blog, podcast, band, website. We'll be more than happy to promote you, just like we did for Mike Smith.
Yeah. Good old Mike. Ray. So, this week's competition is... Who was the girl that worked in the Jack in the Box on Frank Zappa's Joe's Garage album?
Okay. Great question.
Oh, that's not a bad one, just on the top of my head. Ding, like that. Who stole my
radio? This is Tony Stidler Dennison. If you're a blues fan and wondering, like Shamika Copeland, who stole your radio? I got it back. It's the Roadhouse Podcast, an hour-long weekly podcast of the finest blues you've never heard. Mike beat a fat man with his big cigar, riding around L.A. in his new Jaguar, making lists, telling you what to play, sing 10 songs every night and day. That's the Roadhouse Podcast, new every week at roadhousepodcast.com or feeds.feedburner.com/roadhouse. I got your blues radio back.
Okay, and the final act for tonight on the Band Weblogs podcast show is a band called The Reverse Engineers, and they're from Tampa, Florida. They're a progressive alternative rock band, and we were going to play a track off their latest, or their new CD, Max Q, and the song is called Mercury in Retrograde. And just to mention that The Reverse Engineers have a podcast show, which is very cool, as do American Heartbreak, and we do too, Dave and I, as musicians. It's great to see, you know, other musicians out there with their podcast shows. So we're just going to go on here. We're going to play the music. We're going to end the show with their song. lots of Rush influence here. Excellent. Good not, rock and roll.
Not Russian.
No, Rush. And you can find The Reverse Engineers, www.thereverseengineers.com. And all the information you need is there. You can get to their podcast show, their music, etc.
You can absorb the band fully.
And this has been Jenny and Dave reporting to you from Oxford, England, here at Band Weblogs podcast show.
Yeah, we'll see you the next time, next week, at the same time, whenever you're listening to us. So it could be any time.
Any time.
Anywhere.
Any place.
Like a cheesy drink.
Okay. See you later.
Hooray!
Mercury.
listening to the Band Weblogs Podcast Show.